listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Ernest Price, and this is episode number 43. Our topic today is Chrome. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. On the surface, Chrome may seem like a simple browser, but by customizing its extensions, it can be a tool that is powerful and easy to use. A Chrome extension is a software modifier that can block ads, manage browser themes, and more. Extensions that have been added to Chrome from the Chrome Web Store appear in the top right corner of your screen. Google Chrome is a fast, simple, and secure web browser designed for the modern web, but unique in how much you can customize your homepage. Chrome is fast in every way possible. It's quick to launch on the desktop, it runs complex web apps quickly, and it's easy to use. If you are just getting started with Chrome and want to improve it, we recommend you take a look at our Chrome optimization guide. For example, you can search for search in the same field and search for whatever you want, or search in another search field. Customize your Chrome desktop by adding extensions from the Chrome Web Store or adding extensions to your favorite web apps such as Google Chrome, Firefox, and Opera. Add extensions when you are surfing in incognito mode or as a guest, and when you are surfing in the background from a browser window. To use an extension, right-click on the icon on the right of the address bar and enter the name of the extension. Chrome is a free internet browser that was officially released by Google on December 11, 2008. It works pretty well, and features include tabbed browsing, web browsing, and a number of other features such as search, file sharing, email, and social networks. Although Edge is based on Google's Chromium source code, and Firefox still has a clear first-mover advantage, Microsoft's proactive decision has the potential to give Edge an edge over Chrome, though it's still a long way off. The V8 JavaScript engine was developed from the ground up at Google and can improve the experience of heavily scripted websites and applications. Google stands behind Mozilla in integrating memory-secure code into its browser, but the company has now provided its own version of Chrome for everything you need to know. In a new blog post, Google revealed that Chrome 84 will now control improper permission requests and notifications from websites. This release of Chrome is also the first to support extensions written in the new Manifesto V3 format, which Google has declared to be more secure than the current add-on, on a framework and gives users more control over how their extensions access the browser's data. The next upgrade, Chrome 89, will be released in 6 weeks, on March 2, and Google will release Chrome 87 in late March to boost performance with the biggest gains in years and feature a newly built-in PDF viewer and a number of new features. Mountain View, California, company also paid more than $42,000 in bounties to security researchers who reported 33 vulnerabilities in Chrome 87 to be addressed. In a report that highlights the lax security measures that continue to put internet users at risk, the security firm says browser extensions have been downloaded nearly 33 million times from Google's Chrome Web Store and secretly downloaded highly sensitive user information, such as passwords and keystrokes. The extensions, which Google removed only after private notification, actively siphoned off browser cookies used to log in to websites. Walk told me about two of the most serious vulnerabilities in the latest version of Chrome. Many extensions are modular, i.e. once installed, they update with executable files, which in many cases are able to run their own version of the browser as well as other extensions. In January, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency urged Google, Microsoft, and other major browser vendors, such as Mozilla, to patch resumes affected by the -2014 Cape Verde Escudos 064 vulnerability in its Chrome browser. This bug is just the latest in a long line of vulnerabilities in Chrome extensions. Chrome will, in many cases, automatically update to its latest version, but security experts suggest that this doesn't happen as often as it should. Due to security concerns, Google has updated Chrome to fix the CVE-2014-064 vulnerability in its Chrome extensions, as well as a number of other vulnerabilities in the browser. Like other major browsers, Chrome has long worn a baked-in password manager, but Google has used this early upgrade cycle to shore up the manager by making it more secure than likely in the past revealed data breaches. In Chrome 88, the built-in password manager, which can be accessed by clicking on a key, such as icon in the top left corner of the browser, boasts the ability to quickly identify browser password checkers. Depending on the results of these checks, one or more of your saved Chrome passwords can be marked as password changes. Episode 43 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ernest Price. Adios.